Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Or should I say good afternoon? And soon, the countdown, in less than 7 hours, we will be entering into a new year. And today, we're just going to start off the new year with a message about moving forward. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. I'm the founder of Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. For the last 30 years, it's been a journey, an uphill journey, and there were moments where there were stumbling blocks. But moving forward in 2017, as Israel say, we're moving forward. So today, we're on air to encourage the listeners that whatever was not finished in 2016, leave it in 2016 and cross over. In 2017 was a new mindset. And that mindset is kingdom focus. Matthew 6:33 says, "First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." What are the things to be added? Well, Solomon asked for wisdom. God not only gave Solomon wisdom, but God also gave him silver and gold, land, houses, health, everything that was necessary for the king to establish himself. And that's what you and I need for 2017. Yes, we need to move forward with a new attitude. And we're here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson to bring music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. And I am confident with this one thing. Grace, with God's grace, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So as you sit back and listen for the next 2 hours, my beloved, it is my desire to bring you music that ministers to the soul, soothe the mind and heal the soul. So if you just tune in just for a little while, I can guarantee you that Tasha Carr will have you stand and see your feet with a song that will rise, shine, that will give God the glory. So get up, press towards a higher calling in Christ Jesus. For it is God's purpose that we worship him in spirit and in truth. So join me in moving forward into 2017. If this is your first time listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, starting in 2017, we will be aired every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. and at 7 p.m. And if you'd like to be a guest and call in, you can call in at 657-383-0957 or toll-free 877-497-1796. Again, you're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, We're going to play that one more time. There are some women right now that really have such a call on their life that are destined for purpose and destiny. And these women are women that are in ministry, that are in business, that have used their time.
Tonight I want to present to you none other than my baby!
So,
my
daughter,
again,
Tasha! There are women out there in this place, in this place, in this community, like that I think to be. But women doing ministry and navigating this training. So, at this time, in memory of Dr. Maya Gonzalez Williams, we salute her. In the person of 2016, also, I like to celebrate the life of my mother who passed away in January 5th of 2016. And if you have someone that you would like to celebrate the memory of them in 2016. We need to have a good
I'm not afraid to
on for tonight? The song says, for your glory, I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. This song is a song that is from the heart of a woman who's been singing to God. I just want to be where you are. I don't know about you, but I just want to be in his presence. And that's what moving forward is all about. Getting into the presence of God. Many times we're here and there. Many times we substitute things to satisfy our desires. I believe David said, I behold, my desire is to behold the beauty of the Lord. We've got less than 6 hours entering into the new year. There's 365 days, 52 weeks, 12 months to get into the presence of God. So this next hour, I'm just going to just play for your glory. Because if everything else is about becoming a millionaire, owning the finest houses, want to be the next celebrity, the next voice. The Bible says, what does it profit to gain the world and lose your soul? The soul, the mind, the will, the emotion, the intellect. Think about it. What do you want to be in 2017? Is it for self-gratification or is it for the glory of the Lord? So the next hour, just meditate. Do you want to be where God is? Do you want the peace that surpasses all understanding? Do you want the joy of the Lord? It's our strength, love. There is no fear in love. Love is unconditional. So where do you want to be in 2017? Let it be all for his glory.
Favor is your son, Lord. Let your worship Thank you.
Peace and joy.
Love. Love conquers a multitude of sin. So, my beloved, as we press towards this higher calling in Christ Jesus, know that God loves us. He adores us. He watches us 365 days. My beloved, Christ died for you and I, that we might have life, life more abundantly. Salvation is free, and His grace is sufficient, and His mercy endures forever. So, my beloved, as you enter in 2017, make it a challenge that you first seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, all these things, the wisdom of God, the discernment, the knowledge, and understanding. Above all, love. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul. And love thy neighbor as thyself. This you will fulfill the royal law. By this you know that the Spirit of the Lord is love. So as you enter in 2017, live the love. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So, again, I challenge you to fulfill God's purpose and His plan for you and I is that we enter into eternity. For Jesus paid the price. All we have to do is walk by faith and not by sight. And if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, my beloved, as I close in the next 5-10 minutes, I just want to encourage your hearts. The beloved, I wish above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. This was the prayer of John to his beloved. My prayer for 2017. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. I challenge every woman that is listening. Don't lose focus. Don't be like Martha. Jesus is coming back for His bride. the believers, the believing church, the bride, prepares herself for the bridegroom. I challenge you. 52 weeks, every Wednesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., yours truly will be ministering music to soothe the mind and heal the soul every Wednesday. The focus is to gather 1,000 souls one day, one life at a time. So if you tune in, our prayers is that the eyes of your understanding be open, that you walk in the call that God has called you. We all are called as new creatures in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that we, any man be in Christ is a new creature. The old man has passed. So, after midnight, know this, it's a new day, a new life. Walk therein. Fulfill your purpose, God's plan, that you might have life, life more abundantly. And that as you give your time, your talents, and your treasure, reach one soul. The Bible says a wise man or woman win souls. We are created to worship God in spirit and truth. So if your focus is thy kingdom come, thy will be done, let us pray. Abba Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us a new day. We welcome you in our hearts, that as we press, cross over into 2007, that we will die to flesh, that we may live again, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, that we live holy, which is your acceptable service. Father, we present our bodies that we will worship you in spirit and in truth. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So, Father, here we are. This is our life. We want to be pleasing in thy sight. Hear our worship. Father God, not just a sounding cymbal, but Lord, totally surrendering our heart that we may be perfect in thy sight. That our worship would be like a sweet fragrance before thy nostril. This we pray in Jesus' name. And Father, forgive us our transgression as we forgive those that have offended us, betrayed us, that have mocked us, that have done everything to distract us from pursuing our purpose and fulfilling our destiny on earth. Father, set your hearts, as David says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Thank you. As we close, if you'd like to be a part of Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. I'd like to volunteer your time, your talents, and your treasures to reach one soul. Give us a call at 717-379-1503. We invite you to be a part of this evangelistic outreach ministry. The Bible says one for the thousand, two for 10,000. However many hats I am, a minister of reconciliation, commission to set the captives free. I'm also a businesswoman that have time, talents, and to share those who'd be willing to learn how to become an MBA. Because we need your voice. The Bible says the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. Every third Saturday, it is my goal to gather as many who would desire to do the work of the ministry and advance the kingdom by sharing their time, their talents, and treasures. To cultivate a spirit of unity in every community, visit me on Facebook. For those of you who inspire to do the work of ministry, come fellowship with me every third Saturday at the Four Point Sheraton off of 30, Route 30 on Arlington Avenue, right behind the diner across from Sheets. I challenge you to join me for 52 weeks to break the chains, the cycles of men, women, and children, and teens who have a need to be healed in the body and the mind. Knowledge is powerful. Now I'd like to share 40 years of my experiences as an entrepreneur, 30 years of ministry, and 25 years as an advocate promoting mental health awareness and recovery. The Bible says that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The secret to prosperity and to success is not a dollar, but it is in Joshua 1 and 8. To meditate on the word day and night, God told Joshua that if he meditates on the word day and night, he will prosper and be successful. Joshua led the Israelites out of famine. Today, this day, Saturday, December 31st, at 6:49, my beloved, it's time to move forward. It's time to change. It's time for change. Join me in becoming an ambassador for change. If you'd like to be a part of that, give me a call at 717-379-1503. This is a live recording, but if you're by chance listening to it by recording, and you know without a shadow of doubt you've been called to do the work of ministry, you need to call 717-379-1503. You can text me or You can visit me on Facebook. You can visit me on Twitter. You can visit me on LinkedIn. However you reach me, I believe that it's a divine appointment. God is rising up an army to break every chain. There are individuals, there are families that have been challenged with adversity, violence, domestic relations, domestic abuse, verbal abuse, mentally, physically, and spiritually. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. And I speak with authority today to pull down every stronghold that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. And I decree and declare at the sound of my voice that you be empowered to move forward and let God use you for his glory. As we close, I wish, my beloved, that you rise up. Don't look back. Move ahead. I declare to you, as the song says, the past is the past. The past is over. All things are being made new. Surrender your Christ, your life to Christ. He will break every chain. Healing will manifest. Deliverance will manifest. Rise up. Be healed. In Jesus' name. You're listening to Evangelist Deborah Jackson on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Rise up. Man. Woman. Young and old, rise up. Be whom God called you to be. Thank you. We thank you for tuning in. Tune in next Wednesday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Tell someone it's all about the kingdom. And if they want to know more about the kingdom, tune in to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We're ministering music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. It's all for His glory that you and I become who God called and designed us to be. He's calling for the true worshipers to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Have a happy, blessed new year. Signing out, Evangelist Deborah Jackson on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalkradio.com. Thank you.